There is plenty of controversy surrounding the wool poll, which sets the grower levy every 3 years, and it's putting pressure on the Australian wool industry. Rural reporter Sophie Clark takes a closer look at some of the concerns.
Postage delays brought on by COVID restrictions are being blamed for a slow rollout of wool poll papers. The vote determines what percentage of a grower's wool income is invested in research, development and marketing undertaken by the Australian Wool Innovation. But those in WA and isolated parts of the eastern states are yet to have their say. The Australian Wool Growers Association's Angela Byron says landholders are concerned this could lead to more problems in the future.
The other really critical concern that this raises is that the AGM is also coming up on the 19th of November, and that process also requires the mail out of voting papers. So there are about 4 weeks, realistically, for voting papers to go out and to be returned. It's almost an impossibility that everyone is going to receive their papers in time.
Some are arguing documents should be sent out earlier, but AWI Chairman Jock Laurie says other measures have been put in place.
We've got obligations that we have to get the papers out in a certain period of time, and there are things that are out of our control. And we learned at the last AGM the post sometime in some of these areas is difficult. So that's why there's been other options provided to make sure that people have an opportunity all the way through that support line to help them through that too. If they don't get the documentation, they can certainly vote online, and there's a helpline to support that if there are any issues. Look, it is a really difficult thing. It's a big country, Australia, and we do all we can to try and make sure that the papers are there on time and the information's provided on time, and if it's not, that we provide other options.
Despite online options being rolled out, more traditional voters who rely on the post are concerned they'll be affected by the hold-up when the time to pick a candidate comes. Former AWI board member Paul Cocking says COVID can't be blamed for a slow rollout.
Back in election 2017, I lost by a few thousand votes. And the same thing happened back then. There was a lot of growers in Western Australia didn't get their voting forms at all before the election. And I was told that if they'd come through, I would have won. And also, there was supposed to be an inquiry back then and nothing had happened. Everyone knows that mail is slow at the moment. I think it's just repeated the same things again. Like, I really think AWA likes to control their voting base of the regulars.
Mr Laurie insists it's news to him.
Look, I don't know that it's had any impact on elections historically. What I do know is that the information is there. It's being provided. There's a lot of press being done around these things. There's a lot of social media being done about making sure that people are well aware of the options that are available. So, we're doing everything we possibly can at the moment to make the industry aware of what they can and what they can't do. And if they don't have any papers, obviously, to use the helpline to get in touch so that we can actually provide support.
The organisation's independent board nomination committee has recommended 4 preferred candidates, 2 of which are existing directors, including the current chairman, but there are 7 candidates standing for election in total. Recommendations, along with the notice of meeting, are already being distributed. Mr Cocking's concerned about what will happen if some wool growers don't get theirs on time.
You've really got to question if there is something underlying here and trying to control the vote. They have access to all the databases and all the big growers, and they know exactly what's happening. They're really trying to push for increasing percentage this year, which I think is uncalled for. And also, this is going to flow into election time as well, so it's really a bit of a mess. And wool poll itself, it's not broad enough anyway. I mean, we should be voting on the percentages of where our money goes compared to marketing and R&D as well, which we don't get a say. So it is really important that all wool growers are empowered and not disengaged and have a real say. And when they do have a say, they're also going to be listened to. I don't think we have a wide enough net around wool growers in Australia to get input into the industry. Even if they do, they don't seem to be listened to.
But Mr Laurie is just trying to find the right balance.
Need to consider is, we've all got our own individual views, but there are a lot of individual views in the industry, and the company has to try and get the balance of that right. And in the end, we're trying to drive demand and profitability in the wool industry, and we'll continue to do that, and we'll do that with the guidance of the industry, which we have been doing historically, and we'll continue to do in the future.
Sophie Clark, National Rural News.
If you have a story, please email us the address ruralnews@radio.9.com.au, or you can follow us on Twitter @NatRuralNews.